Oh, hey. How's it going? Finished with those books already? You just checked them out a couple of days ago. I know how it is. A free weekend and some new books. That's a little slice of heaven for a voracious reader like you. So what's next? Historical literature? A textbook? A biography? We're closing in about 10 minutes, but we should be able to find something for you. You want something lighter this time? A romance? Oh, that face. You look like you bit into a lemon. No, most romance novels aren't what I consider a good read either, but you have to admit they qualify under lighter. How about science fiction? Or fantasy? Sound good? I can share my secret vice with you. There's an excellent author who's done a series about elves coming through in modern-day New York and LA and getting involved in all sorts of magical models. Not terribly deep, but well-written and entertaining. Want me to show you where they are? Sure thing. Here we are. This is one of my favorites. And these two have some of the same characters in them. Why is this my secret vice? Well, when you work in a library, people expect you to be all serious and scholarly. You know, boring. Reading fantasy doesn't really fit the image. You don't think I'm boring? Well, that's nice of you to say. Why do I think you keep coming back here? You mean aside from the fact that you're a hopeless bibliophile? Well, I'll admit, I hope there was a mutual attraction, but I thought I'd wait to be sure. I tend to be fairly aggressive normally, and well, I'd like to keep my job. You say you prefer aggressive men. Really? Exactly, how aggressive? Very. I think I can manage that. Stay here. I'm gonna go lock up. When I get back, we'll find out if we have the same definition of aggressive. There. Now we won't be interrupted. I have to tell you, I've been wanting to do this for months. You come in here every few days in those short little skirts, bend over, flash me your thigh highs, or brush up against me. You ask me to get you a book from the top shelf. And stand close enough to me that I can smell your skin, pretending to direct me to the right book. You smile, and you tease, then leave. But not this time. This time, I'm going to do what I've wanted to do since you first walked up to me. Just grab your ass with both hands and pull your hips against me so you can feel what you do to me. You feel that? Oh, the hard length of my cock pressing against you. This is how you leave me every time you walk out of here. But not today. I'm giving you one chance to say no. If you don't want to do this, stop me now and that's it. If not, I'm going to do everything I've been thinking about doing to you for months. Understand? Okay, so do you want this cock or not? You do. Good. Because I haven't waited entirely too long for this. Lean back against the shelves. I'm going to pull your skirt up and... No panties. You dirty girl. You were hoping I'd do this, weren't you? Let me kneel down here and... God... Oh, you taste even better than I thought. Oh, hold onto the shelf and put your legs over my shoulders. I want to get a good grip on that ass and... Oh, fucking ass. I'm gonna eat this pussy first. And then I'll fuck you until you can't stand up. No. That's enough. You don't get to come yet. You made me wait for this pussy, now you'll wait for your orgasm. Here. Bend over this table. There. Stay right there. Don't move. I need to bury my cock in you. Christ, you have a gorgeous ass. Now I'm gonna hold you down on this table and fuck you as hard as I can. I don't care how good it feels. If you come before I tell you to, you'll be going home with my fucking handprints all over that sweet ass. Is that clear? Good girl. Now let me... Oh! Oh, you're so fucking wet already. Oh! Oh! I wanted to feel you in my car for so long. And then you feel better than I could have imagined. Oh, God, you're tight. Does this hurt? No? Good. Because now I'm gonna fuck you the way I've been wanting to. Fuck yes. Good thing these old libraries are solid furniture. Oh, I can really take a pounding. Fuck, you feel so good. Did you just come on my cock? I didn't say you could come now, did I? No, I didn't say you could fucking come now, did I? No, I told you what would happen if you came without my permission. So, don't act surprised. You've been coming in here, taunting and teasing me, knowing that I want you, but playing your little game to draw things out. You want me. Now you've got me, but it's gonna be on my terms. I'll give you what you want, what we both want, but you'll decide how and when. Is that clear? Good. On your knees. On your fucking knees. You've had your fun, now it's time for mine. Open up. Oh, all the way down your mouth. Oh God, on the first stroke. I'm impressed. Oh, trying to make up for your transgression, are you? Oh, good girl. Okay, since that was your first time, I'll let it go. If there is a next time, it'll be a different story. My, you know how to apologize, don't you? Or maybe you just really love sucking cock. Either way, you know what you're doing. Is that it? Not too fast. Take your time. God, woman, how many tongues do you have? I feel... just fucking fantastic. Oh, that's great. Oh, fuck. Here it comes. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it. Take it all, baby. Oh, swallow it down. Oh, yes. Jesus. I've got to sit down. Come here, sit on my lap. Oh, that was amazing. Once my legs start working again. We're gonna take a walk up to that little place up the street and have a nice dinner. Afterwards, well, do you want to continue this on your place or mine? Mine? Excellent. That is, as long as you're not just after my book collection. No? Good. Because I have something much more fucking gratifying in mind. Give me a minute, then we'll grab your books and go.